Jason DeJoe, 102.5 The Game. SEC Media Days presented by Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. Also great locations on Highway 100 in Bellevue and Charlotte Pike, Nashville West. It's bingo night is what I hear. But we're continuing our coverage here on Radio Row in Atlanta. Last night, Joe, we had the opportunity to go watch an early screening of SEC football any given Saturday. The man behind that, Paul Martin, is with us now. Paul, thanks so much for doing this.
Listen, thanks for coming. It's always nerve-wracking moment to share the show with kind of people, and it's good that you guys liked it.
It was great.
Was there that moment of like the first 5 minutes? You're kind of looking around, like, okay, what do people think? How are we feeling?
100%. If you'd have seen me, I was sat in the corner. And I'm just watching the audience, honestly, and you know, because at that point I've seen that show a million times, so I've lost all perception of is it any good and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. So it's really just about, you know, you share it and you just look at the audience, and you know, everyone seemed to laugh in the right place, and everyone seemed to, and even, you know, that kind of last second field goal attempt that seems to be up in the air for about 40 seconds before it drops, people genuinely are like, so that was great.
We've seen Full Swing. You've done the Formula One, you know, thing as well with Netflix. Why now the SEC? Why was this something you wanted to take on?
Yeah, I mean, it was an opportunity that was kind of presented to us. You know, we were introduced to, you know, Commissioner Sankey, and I think someone in his staff had seen Drive to Survive and had obviously seen the impact that Drive to Survive had Formula One. And, you know, it sort of we were approached and, you know, asked if we had any interest in kind of meeting the SEC. And obviously, you know, at that point, I knew nothing about college football, but I knew that the SEC was a good place to start a conversation like that. And this was at least 2 years ago. And, you know, we started with, met the commissioner a couple of times and sort of explained how we work and what we do and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, managed to get buy-in from the SEC. And then the conversation came about, well, look, we as the SEC would be supportive of this and would want to do that, but you're going to have to, you know, talk to the schools and talk to the coaches, because ultimately they're going to decide whether they want to do it or not. So, you know, we had an extraordinary meeting down in Birmingham, Alabama, where, you know, walked into a room which was full of all 16 coaches of the SEC, which was, you know, again, pretty intimidating room to kind of be in, because there's not many shrinking violets in that room. They're all big personalities and they've got very clear views about what they want to do and what they don't want to do and all that stuff. So that was, you know, that was a nerve-wracking. I think we ended up like 25-30 minutes with them, and that was nerve-wracking. But yeah, that was really the process, and you know, we were lucky that you know, we got buy-in from enough of the schools to, you know, to make it worthwhile and make a really good, you know, fist of what life is like in the SEC.
We're talking to Paul Martin, producer of Any Given Saturday. Did you have all the access you needed for this Netflix documentary?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like all these shows that we do. It's no different on Drive to Survive, which we've been doing for, you know, 8 or 9 years now. You have to respect that these institutions, whether they're Formula One teams, professional golfers, you know, college football teams, they have a day job, right? And their day job is to win games and win championships and all that kind of stuff. And so as excited as they will ever be about participating in a show like this, the day job's always going to come first and foremost. So, you know, the access is never 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
You don't need that to tell these type of shows, you know. So, you know, we're very, very smart about the asks of, you know, the teams and, you know, the coaches and the players and that stuff, because we know it's just not feasible for anyone from our perspective or their perspective just to, you know, turn up every day and film for, you know, 8 hours a day every day. It just doesn't work like that.
I could see that. You know, these documentaries, Paul, are always so good because you find a character, a storyline to go with. Diego Pavia from Vanderbilt is very prominent in this. He is fun. He's energetic personality. Guy fights the world. How much was it fun getting his story and bringing it to light with this?
I mean, he was amazing, and he's definitely going to be one of the breakout characters of the season. But mainly because, you know, he you know, they went and beat Alabama. You know, that was, you know, and we were, when we looked at the kind of, you know, the season for Vandy, we knew Pavia was a great character, but you need some payoff, right? It's these shows are, you know, they can't all just be kind of character led. You want some kind of payoff. And so for them to kind of go out and beat Alabama in the way that they did, and, you know, the Nick Saban quote of, you know, there's no easy games in
yes.
the SEC apart
yes.
from Vandy was perfect for us and perfect for Pavia. You know, I do think he used that as a motivation going into that game.
Were you there when that game was happening?
Yeah.
Or so this is great. This is so ad lib, not planned. You see it evolving. When you knew Vandy was going to win, you had the access. I got to think, Paul, you're thinking, we got something here.
My phone was blowing up. Listen, there was people with, you know, you look at it and the temptation with these shows is always to chase the big guns.
Right.
Because people just think, no one's going to be interested in Vandy and, you know, this kid from New Mexico has come in. And you know, we had a feeling for Pavia that something was going to happen with him this year. We had this kind of feeling and, you know, but we went to the Vandy Alabama game fully expecting Alabama to beat
them.
And then as that game started to pan out and, you know, you're just on, you know, you're like, oh my God, they might do this. They may actually do this. And then when they did, honestly, my phone was just like, go Vandy. Because, you know, we got an episode, like, you know, I'm not sure what we've got, but we've got that hell of a finish to it. We've got a great character and we've got a hell of a finish. That's going to be an episode. So that's a good feeling.
I'm curious because when Drive to Survive came out, you know, like in our country, we love NASCAR and then there's IndyCar and, you know, F1, I think had its fan base, but I feel like that really opened the door for fans to learn what F1 was truly about. Could you see that happening in Europe with college football with this?
I think so. I don't see any reason why not. I mean, you know, I think, you know, the NFL have done a really good job of football in Europe. You know, it's big and, you know, there's a big supporter base for it. For whatever reason, you know, college football has not caught fire in the same way. And, you know, being here, you know, the games are not a million miles apart. You know, the level is not, it's not a huge kind of jump. I think that there's still maybe a misconception of college sports in the UK and in Europe, in that I still think that people don't quite realize that these are elite athletes, you know, playing almost near the absolute pinnacle of their level. I still think that people still think that people happen to go to school and I'm studying math at Georgia and, oh, they play football. I might go and play for the football team. Yeah, I'm going to do that. In the same way as, like, you know, when I was at university, I was studying history and I was playing for the soccer team on a Wednesday afternoon. I think people still in Europe have that conception, that misconception, that these guys are students first and they play a bit of football as a part-time rather than, no, these are dedicated programs with these facilities, and it's professional sport in any other kind of language. And so I think that misconception still exists in terms of, so when you say college sports to people in Europe, that's what they think of. Well, it's just a bunch of students playing on a Saturday.
Paul, I know you're busy. Thank you, because I'm telling you, it was all the talk last night. It's the talk today. Great. This is going to be fantastic. And we were enthralled last night with that.
So I'm ready for the next episode. Yep. We saw the first one. Yeah. So I'm ready for what's next.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for doing this. Appreciate it. More coming SEC Media Days, 102.5 The Game.